It's Vuma FM at Delta Radio for the young at heart, and Sekobega on the weekend extravaganza mlazi. Kwamnyandi Shopping Center, it is the business fair. Magogotha ugafiki. Please make sure you wait here and make sure that you are part of this event as a new economy, yasemlazi kanjalo naseThekwini namaphethelo. And right now we are joined by Umata Shingange, who is, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. She will correct me. And njengamanje Umata is coming from wholesale and retail esita. Right, sikubingelele sikwamkele Mata kwiVuma FM.
Thank you so very much for having me.
All right, so what is the same?
Yes, we are Limpopo, so
okay.
All
right. Okay, so you're from Sita?
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about so that we can make our listeners understand, right? What is the role and the mandate of ECT?
Okay, so e-wholesale retail is one of 21 sectors. We are under the Department of Higher Education and Training. So it's in a facilitate higher education and training. So as you can hear, it talks about education and training. So we need to make sure ubuthi abantu labasebenza ku retail and wholesale banama skills, we skill them. So we facilitate the development, yeah. But also very importantly, we would say young people who want to work in our sector, which is retail, also access the mama skills so that they can join in the retail. So we have different programs, obviously, that we then facilitate, that we fund, we would say, to develop all of those people, including mama small businesses, which is obviously the reason why we are here.
Yes.
And they have a business plan for the fourth time, actually.
Nice. Right, so how do you identify the skills gap in the industry, and what initiatives do you implement to address them?
So we do a lot of research as a governor. So there's a research where we talk to our businesses, but we also understand a lot of our skills gaps in the sector. So what we do is there's something that is called a sector skills plan
research. So that's when we talk also nama leaders from the sector so that they tell us ukuthi what are those skills that are needed so that ama businesses will be more productive. Mm-hmm. So once we have put together this program, it obviously tells us ukuthi where are the demands and where are the opportunities. Mm-hmm. So we then develop ama programs. So sinama qualifications, most commonly known as ama learnership. I think abalele bit most, yes, of them, they would know ama learnership. But beyond that, particularly, and I'm going to speak quite a lot around our small businesses,
okay,
because we know that our small businesses are very important to, mm-hmm, our economy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that we develop people and then support those who are good in business. So kunama programs that we run, such programs kunama for our informal businesses. So laba mama laba inside impala ama kuinya abovela ba operator nama spaza shops and all of that. So we train them about how they can run profitable businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But also importantly, and I'm sure most of your listeners are young people, so entrepreneurship. So we want to make sure about our young people pursue entrepreneurship. So we call nama programs that we run where we take young people with good business ideas. Yes, but also those who are already running their own businesses. So we mentor them, or rather we facilitate people who can mentor them, who can coach them in terms of how to run a successful business. So that's what we do for our small businesses. And as we do that, we also understand sometimes e-training it's not enough. So we do also invest some money into their businesses so that they can grow them. So that's in a nutshell what we do for our small businesses.
Right. So we're very interested when it comes to that.
Of course.
What is the evaluation process for one to qualify for funding?
Okay, so obviously we will look at you firstly have to be in retail, so that is our space.
All
because
right.
I know Gutabanye Bazoza, they are coming from e-construction and others,
yes.
other sectors. So as I've indicated, Sinama sitters are 21.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of those sitters, Wasebenza, are in a different sector. So you know, we're in retail. So mostly we're just looking for young people who are really driven. So who are coming in, bakhombisa ukuthi bane initiative, you know, they are out there, they are ready to make things happen. So in priority here too, in terms of our programs for small businesses, particularly for young people, they should already be owning a business so that we want something to work with. So we want to see good thing empela uzimisele this young person to actually run a business so that we see good thing how we take them into the next level. But also quite importantly, some of our focus areas, it's rural and township.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know good to those areas they've been marginalized previously. A lot of opportunities we know good you wasema dorobheni, you know, in your urban areas. So what we also try to do is to focus. We are very, very deliberate and intentional about focusing on the rural parts of our country and the townships. So those become the most important parts of our focus areas. So what is also important, ukuthi our young people or those who are running our small businesses, they should also register themselves with our local economic development with municipalities. So they must be known in a municipality. They must be registered because in most instances, when we run these programs, the municipalities know their people much better than we do.
Hmm.
So we partner municipalities so that because they already have this database, they know who are our people who are looking for different opportunities. So we go through them. So the youth as well, that is another one of our key priorities, youth and the women, people with disabilities, that's also another key focus areas or area for us as a CETA.
All right, in closing, how is CETA, particularly your sector, which is retail, addressing the skill requirements for the fourth industrial revolution and digital transformation?
So that's a very important subject because, as you know, the world is moving towards a digital technology. So e-retail, it's one of those sectors that are moving not as quickly as they should,
yeah.
But what we've also been intentional about as a CETA, it's investing a lot of money in the training of such skills because we already know what are those skills that are there,
yeah.
That are needed. So we are also saying, Guti, at a lower level, our students, to our young people who are now going to my university, Namative colleges, let's focus on those. So our bursary scheme then focuses, so even a special bursary scheme that focuses on digital technology.
Yes.
But what we also do, Uguti, at various levels of the business, especially also with our big business. Right, abo Woolworths, abo Truss, abo Boxer, abo Bakul. So when we take their leaders to some of these development programs that we do, we ensure with the technology is of that, so that they start to understand what are some of the drivers in terms of technology that we can expose to. And we also do this through our international programs, where we expose them over to how are the other countries actually, you know, leveraging a technology to improve their businesses. So it has become one of those priorities for us.
Thank you so much for your time.
No, Bong, I mean, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, so that was Martha Shinyane, who is a wholesale and retail from CETA, giving us so much knowledge. I hope you're still enjoying the show and you're learning a lot. And again, if you are from Umlazi and surroundings, please make sure that you make your way here. Sikhona ke silindile, you can just say hello to the Shikha. I know, and Unthinkable by Alicia Keys. Enjoy.